Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was explaining that Iran had enough uranium enriched just below weapons grade to make about 10 bombs. And he says after Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah was killed, Iran began a desperate rush to build a bomb.
They had enough of that, 9 or 10 bombs worth of enriched uranium. But they needed to make the bomb itself. And the bomb itself they rushed to do right after the collapse of the terror axis and the removal of Nasrallah. Therefore, we had to act.
The director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the enriched uranium was not destroyed in the U.S. strike on Iran because Iran moved it ahead of time.
Now, Netanyahu announces they know where this material is, that they have, quote, interesting intel on the whereabouts of Iran's 60% enriched uranium. Can't wait to find out where that is. I have a couple theories.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Let's hear it.
I bet you China helped him get it out of there.
China does
everything else. Iran's their proxy, clearly.
There were reports last week of a Boeing 747, yes, an American plane owned by the Chinese government, that was making daily trips between Beijing and Tehran.
And then when you consider that the Chinese were literally inside one of those three sites running a nuclear facility, one of the three sites we blew up, that part of it is their own nuclear facility. They are working hand in hand with the Iranians to develop these nukes while they do the targeting for the Houthis of our ships in the Red Sea. China's at war with us. And we need to realize it. It was going to get worse if we didn't take this material out of Iran's hands. But we need to realize it. We're doing good. And I keep saying we're doing well. Look, all my adult life, we have fought fake enemies. Enemies where our leaders had to lie to us to get us into war and to keep us in war. They had to do all kinds of extreme things. We're only going for 3 weeks. Boots on the ground. Oh, wait, we're going to do regime change for 20 years while our friends get rich and write us political checks. People are sick and tired of it. They don't believe anything that the elites in D.C. say. And for good reason. But the flip side of that coin, Lee, has been we have let our actual enemies who've actually killed us run wild with, you know, very, very little pushback of any kind. This is the first time in my adult life that we have hit a country that is an actual, true, real enemy of ours instead of just pretending they're not killing us, hitting us, striking us, doing all of the things that they're doing. And so this is progress to go after Iran. Now we need to stop the pretend with China. And pretend we can cut a trade deal, pretend it's a normal country, pretend we haven't caught them multiple times in recent weeks trying to kill us with everything from, you know, weaponized roundworm, wipe out our livestock, weaponized blight, not only wipe out our crops, but potentially cause anybody who gets a whiff of that stuff to have liver damage, lose liver function. It can sterilize you and it can kill you. And they just brought it into the country, no biggie, running bioweapons labs on our soil. Killed 1.1 million of us is the official estimate, so it's about 500,000 with COVID. Killed another 300,000 plus with fentanyl. Admitted they're killing us with fentanyl in recent negotiations and offered as part of the trade negotiations to stop killing us with fentanyl. And we just throw our hands in the air. We're just like, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, no, it's great. No, keep sending us cheap stuff from Temu. It's no, just have the slaves make some more, please. While we go menace Russia over here, a country we should not be picking a war with. They're obviously not our friends. They're an enemy. But we push and push and push and push them trying to get into a war while we ignore what our actual enemies are doing. So this is this reorientation that, scary as it is, we needed to have, I think, as a country. And unfortunately, for the first time, we are fighting an actual real enemy that has notched real casualties. Has tried to kill Trump, is trying to sink our ships, is lobbing missiles at our Navy with funding by Joe Biden, literally for those missiles. And you know what a lot of this comes down to, Lee, is that Trump is cleaning up the Democrats' mess with Iran.
Right.
It got dumped in his lap. He didn't start this. And I really resent the heck out of people on our side. Look, the Democrats are going to lie. That's what they do. But I resent the heck out of people on our side saying Trump started this. Like, what did you start watching the news 2 months ago?
Yeah.
I mean, no. Democrats built that program brick by brick. So did the Chinese. And when you start putting everything together, it's very clear that the Houthis are a proxy and Hamas is a proxy and Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran, but Iran is a proxy of China. So we'll see.
And I understand the concern many have about not wanting to get involved in foreign wars, but
yeah, I don't want boots on the ground.
But this is an existential threat to the U.S. This is a unique opportunity, or this was a unique opportunity, to actually do something concrete. Yes, it required military action. Yes, there was risk. Yes, there is still risk of there being some type of retaliation, either from Iran, their proxies, or whatever, or sleeper cells within this country. Yes, there is that risk. But, you know, I think that the Trump administration made the determination that it was a far greater risk to have a nuclear-armed state sponsor of the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism.
Yeah, there's no great way forward here.
No. I mean, there's no good options.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. The world is in a serious situation. And once again, there are no good options. There are consequences to every action, and there are consequences to inaction as well.
And that's kind of what I resent, is there's a lot of people saying, well, we should just get out and leave, and we'll just go away, and we'll just go on with our lives. Well, no, Iran's not going to let us. You could look at the history of recent years and see that.
You know, if we had a secure border for the past 40 years,
things would be very different.
If we were self-dependent for our energy and our technology and our manufacturing, we could do that. But we're not.
You're right. We didn't make any of the right choices. We made the most self-destructive choices. And now Customs and Border Protection, Lee, has confirmed the Biden administration did not vet those illegal immigrants from Iran before they release them into the country. Let that sink in.
Well, my gut tells me that was intentional.
Of course it was. There was no accident there. Listen to what Bill Malusian is saying, too. He says, okay, so just to recap the numbers, 1,500 Iranian nationals caught crossing the border illegally during the Biden administration. 729 of those were released into the U.S., and less than half were vetted. So Malusian, this is very interesting. He's obviously Fox News' immigration reporter. He tweeted this. He said he actually FOIA'd them years ago on specifically this group of individuals on these Iranian foreign nationals that they kept catching and releasing because he wanted to know how many were on the terror watch list. The answer should have been easy. You shouldn't need a FOIA for that. Oh, none were on the terror watch list. We'd never release a terrorist into America. You know what? The Biden administration denied his FOIA request. They said they had to respect the privacy concerns of the terrorists.
Yeah, right.
Which, you know, there were terrorists, or they would have just said no, there were none on the terror watch list. They were on the terror watch list, or they wouldn't be hiding this. Listen to this. The Biden administration denied Malusian's FOIA request, citing privacy concerns of the people on the list and minimal public interest in disclosing
the data. How about putting the interest of the American public ahead of any so-called terrorist, you know, privacy concerns?
Yeah, they're not,
that would be a good
they're
idea.
They're at war with the American public because the American public doesn't vote in the way they want. That's how it is. I mean, that's, you know, it time them out to, you know, what we're looking at. This is what we're at the point in this country where we can't even trust Democrats to know we're going to bomb Iran because they will give them a heads up. And we have to keep it secret from Democrats.
And if a Republican president does it, they want to impeach him.
Yes, they're
again.
Screaming and yelling about impeachment again. Which, you know, if you want to know why Iran is not capitulating, it's because they know they have the support of the Democrat Party. They march in the streets together.
They are fellow travelers
when it comes to Hamas.
Just like the Chinese, they play the long game. They can wait another couple of years.
There's
some potential for another Democrat administration.
Yeah, we'll just wait it out, and then we'll get billions more from the Democrats. We'll have all new weapons again, and we'll partner up with the Chinese to hit your ships.
Which that may be happening here shortly, as the indications are that the Iranian parliament has already approved the closing of the Strait of Hormuz between Iran and Oman. And that's obviously a very heavily traveled oil area. So that's got the potential. By the way, I did gas today.
Good idea. Just in, by the way, Representative Anna Paulina Luna responding after officials claim Trump violated international law by striking Iran's nuclear sites. She says America does not answer to the UN or its charter. And
Thank you. Now
would be a good time to leave the U.S.
I'm sorry. I'm tired of hearing the phrase international law. There is no international law. There are norms and standards and things that some countries follow, but there's no international law.
As if we're subject to that or something.
I mean, there's the Geneva Convention, but that's an agreement among, sovereign states, but that has nothing to do with terrorists.
Well, this whole thing is about to get very, very interesting. Keep it tuned, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Here. Vice President J.D. Vance, yo.
They tried to build a conventional missile program to attack neighbors in the region. That missile program has shown to be a failure. They have funded terrorism aggressively in the region, and now most of their terrorism proxies are destroyed. The Iranians are clearly not very good at war. Perhaps they should follow President Trump's lead and give peace a chance.
Well, we'll see what they've got. Customs and Border Patrol just out with the warning. The danger from sleeper cells in America has never been higher. That's because, you know, Joe Biden was the first president to catch Iranians. But by the way, Barack Obama didn't even do this. Special interest aliens like Iranians. Not bother to vet them and let them loose. Just send them wherever. Couldn't be bothered to find out who they had. I think they didn't want it because they didn't want to know because they didn't want a record of it. But the show, if they can't be bothered, they're just too darn lazy. Wow, they were just so busy. They do have time, though, to go to court and fight Bill Malusian, Fox News reporter's FOIA request for how many of those Iranians that Joe Biden released were on the terror watch list. We know that they caught 250 terrorists at the border. We know that Joe Biden released at least 99 of them. We know that from a congressional committee report released by the federal government. Joe Biden said that they had to protect the rights of the people on the list. On what list? On the terror watch list. Because they're great guys. I mean, they show up at your church on the weekend. Will they have a gun? I don't know. Find out, won't we? And folks, it was just nerve-rattling this weekend to watch these Democrats with a straight face go on all these cable television shows. Democrats. And say things like, if we have a domestic terror attack, Trump's at fault. Trump caused this. Trump got, you let them in. You let a terrorist army in this country. Y'all were fine with it. You said you had to protect their privacy, so you couldn't let Bill Malusian know which ones were on the terror watch list. How do you solve this problem going forward? You ask the Democrats, you censor it. Do you see what's going on this weekend? Two things, by the way. Barack, a liberal judge, has ordered the reinstatement of Barack Obama's censorship program, the Global Engagement Center. Global Engagement Center was defunded, doors closed by Marco Rubio and Donald Trump, which is what it was doing before that. It was going around to businesses, threatening them like YouTube, you know, online advertisers, threatening them you had best not allow conservative news outlets to monetize. In other words, no matter how many likes, clicks, hits they get, no matter if that they're in the top 100 websites for news, you cannot, we are telling you, we are asking you not to advertise so as to demonetize them. Global Engagement Center took credit in a filing that describes what they do for depriving conservative media of $100 million in revenue. Your tax dollars, folks, used for censorship. And their prime target was X. Because people learn things on X. They get to know what's actually going on. Well, Barack Obama calling for a final solution for speech over the weekend at the Connecticut Forum. He said, we need a final solution. We need a government-managed speech mechanism, a filter. Why? Folks, This is not, don't get mad. Don't feel like, oh no, they're coming. This is a sign of weakness. This is the Democrat Party throwing up the white flag and going, if people can know who we are, what we do, and what our record is, we are in trouble. Do you see what happened this weekend? Hold on with the music for a sec, Tim, because something profound happened this weekend. There's so many turning points in our society that, like, I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I can see. You remember cancellation, right? Our people would have the wrong viewpoint, one that clashed with the Democrat Party, one that clashed with human rights campaigns, say on, I don't know, transgender, you know, people in sports, men and women's sports. Women getting beaten up when they're competing for the gold in the Olympics by what turns out to be a biological male. You can't speak of it. You'll get canceled. They'll destroy you. You won't have a job. Your Twitter feed will be taken by all the right people and done away with. By the way, do you realize during the era of the kind of censorship Barack Obama is talking about here, do you realize the Ayatollah never lost his X account? Not when he threatened to kill Trump, not when he called on the faithful to murder Trump, and not even when he advocated for the rape of non-Muslim women. Never lost his X account. But Trump did. That's what Obama wants. Those are good times for the Democrat Party. That's how it should always be. Your friends, like the Ayatollah, get to keep their Twitter accounts. Trump doesn't. That's what they want. Did you see what happened over the weekend, though? This is where we turned a cultural quarter of the week, corner of the weekend, and everybody missed it. There's so much Iran stuff, I get why. Simone Biles, Olympic medalist, deleted her Twitter account. Deleted it. She got into a fight last week with Riley Gaines, where Simone Biles came out and said, hey, you know, we should, you know, Riley Gaines is a bigot. Basically, we should have boys and girls sports. Simone Biles, it turns out a few years ago, had actually tweeted if boys were allowed to compete in girls sports, they would take all the medals. Yeah, hypocrite. Well, she got absolutely buried. She got buried so badly by free speech that she apologized to Riley Gaines last week, which I thought was pretty classy of her. Well, the beatdown continued over the weekend to the point where she deleted her account. That never happened before, folks. I've sat in this chair for a lot of years. I mean, literally, it was this chair. I've sat in this chair for a lot of years. People would have their careers destroyed, their lives destroyed. They were unseeable. We even call it cancellation because you're canceled. You can't be seen. You're such an odious object of hate. You have to go away for wrongthink. And now they're canceling their accounts after losing legitimate free speech debates in shame? Folks, I never thought I'd see a thing like this. Deleted her X account. Wow. She canceled herself. Democrats enraged that their ally, Iran, because Iran, and I've been saying this for a long time, is their ally when they're in power. Iran is America's ally when they're in power. They have built that nuclear program brick by brick in terms of paying for it. Chinese did the actual work, another ally of theirs. And that's why they're screaming bloody murder. Now, faking that they are all constitutionally up in arms. Holy cow. Chuck Schumer, who wants to be the leader of the Democrats, speaking out against U.S. strikes on Iran. He can't believe Trump has done this horrible, unconstitutional thing. He should have come to Chucky first and asked his permission. Of course, Chuck would have been on the phone with Iran and so fast your head will spin, warning them because they're allies. But Chuck puts out a statement. President Trump must provide the American people and Congress with clear answers on the actions taken tonight and their implications for the safety of Americans. No president should be allowed to unilaterally march this nation into something as consequential as war with erratic threats and no strategy. Okay, Chuck. Chuck was totally silent when Barack Obama did exactly that in Libya. And it was a horror show. So he actually followed Libya. You know how we forced them to capitulate, the poor citizens of that country, to leadership, to ISIS leadership? We bombed their water supply. They live in the desert. Oh yeah, we killed 50,000 of them. Well, they wouldn't accept the jihadist troops. Obama wanted to rule them. See, Gaddafi was a bad dude killing other bad dudes. And the bad dudes he was killing, they were Muslim Brothership, mainly jihadis. The people in Libya Folks, before Barack Obama started his bombing campaign, you could get off a plane in Libya and go shopping. Walk down the street as a woman, go shopping. You didn't have to wear a hijab. He had outlawed them. He outlawed beards. He had outlawed radical Islam. He'd renounced Islam. He was trying to westernize the country. You could get off a plane, go shopping on a street in Libya, get back on that plane, and go home. You'd be fine. Not anymore. When they wouldn't accept rule by radical jihadis, Obama bombed their water supply. They could only last a few days without it. It was horrible. Oh, and then we sodomized Gaddafi, killed him. Hillary laughed about that. And what was Obama's justification? I mean, Chucky was fine with it at the time. What was Obama's justification for all of this? By the way, extremely destabilizing because jihadis still run that country. The media doesn't talk about it. That's how bad it is. She said, we came, we saw, he died. She laughed about it in an interview with Leslie Stahl, how they'd murdered him. Well, why do we go to Libya and bomb jihadists into power? A lot of people don't know we did it, but we did. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrific. Remember when Obama didn't want to lead? He wanted to follow France. And Sean Hannity, who has never understood Middle Eastern politics at all, laughed and said, no, we should be in the lead. And I said, no, we're bombing civilian water supply. We shouldn't be anywhere. Well, Obama didn't want to lead because he was committing humanitarian crimes. Why do we do that? Why do we hit Libya? Because of a, quote, responsibility to protect, unquote, doctrine promoted by Samantha Power. We didn't like the Gaddafi regime because they were killing Muslim Brotherhood. Barack Obama loves Muslim Brotherhood. So we just bombed Gaddafi out of power. Let the jihadists take over. Why? Because Obama just wanted to. That's what the Arab Spring was about. So we bombed Gaddafi out of power. We killed him. And the government fell. Mm-hmm. Where was Chuck? Where was all these people who are complaining? Where were they? Because we did it over and over and over again under the Democrats. And I'm making a big point about this for a simple reason. The only reason they're objecting is because they are allies of Iran or think they are. Iran is just using them, but they think they are. Let's go back to the actions Democrats did not object to. Syrian airstrikes, 2004 plus. Pakistani airstrikes, drone strikes, targeted killing of suspected terrorists. In Libya, part of the NATO air campaign. Oh, a lot of humanitarian atrocities committed, but nobody cared. Joe Biden, airstrikes in Syria. Bombed Iran-backed militias in Syria. Folks, can you, just for a moment, can you imagine if the news broke right now on the show that Trump was bombing Iran-backed militias? That Trump was, you know, bombing Iranian militias? Can you imagine? Oh, they'd go wild. Chuck would scream absolute bloody murder. But Biden did it. Wait, Biden was fighting Iran? No, he wanted to look like he was fighting Iran. He gave him a heads up before he did it. Gave him a few days to clear out, and then he did it. But still, same thing, bombing. In Yemen, airstrikes and special operations against Al-Qaeda. So the Democrats do this. And now they're pretending, particularly they didn't do the exact same thing in Libya, a country, again, that posed no danger to us. In fact, Gaddafi had become a good partner in the war on terror. He'd killed a lot of the same people we were killing. We'd partnered with him on several things. So, texter writes, hey, Tara, we killed Gaddafi for one reason. He was going to sell oil for gold, not dollars. We had to protect the petrodollar. That's exactly what we did. That's why we killed Saddam Hussein, too. It's why we went to Iraq. Because he had the temerity to say, you know what, I'm going to sell my oil for, you know, either in my own currency or gold. I'm not using the dollar anymore. We killed him. It's the fastest way to get yourself killed. By the way, that's what Vladimir Putin's doing now. That's why they're doing it to him. That's why we really care about Ukraine, because that affects the printing press. And all that is totally fine, you understand. But if it comes to actually protecting ourselves from an actual enemy that has launched 319 strikes against our military ships, our naval ships, and our in our cargo ships in the Red Sea, yeah, no big deal. Can't respond. Texter writes, come on, Tara. It's simple. The Democrats are upset because Trump bombed their donors. Exactly. Folks, I'm not being sarcastic. That is literally what they're mad about. There's a reason that the people in, I mean, you just go look at these protests. Look at even the one in Greenville, the pictures from it. It's all, you know, the No Kings protest, pride flags, and kafayas. That's Hamas supporters, Palestinian supporters, Iran supporters marching with Democrats in the street paid for by Iran. Iran funds it. John Kirby admitted it. Joe Biden's spokesperson. Democrats aren't going to take the war to Iran. They're going to fight for Iran.
I think progressives underestimate how dangerous Iran is. Iran is not a normal country. Normal countries don't blind women because they showed some hair. They don't empower little gangs and proxies to surround a country and fire rockets and rape people. So Iran, the two things are clear. The what, they cannot have a bomb, and the why, because they say death to America, death to Israel, and death to all the Jews. One of those should offend you if you're progressives. At least one should offend you. And so the question, though, is the who and the how. But the what and the why are clear, and I think progressives should get on board with that. We cannot have a nuclear-armed Iran. I was in the region. You were in the region. This is a very dangerous power that cannot get a nuclear weapon.
Van Jones on CNN, talking to progressives. If they were smart like they used to be, they would pretend they were all for this bombing. They'd come out. They'd stand in unity with Republicans. There was actually a time, I actually remember it, after 9/11 when Democrats came out and they demanded that George W. Bush step it up. Weeks had passed since the attack. There had been no retaliation. The Democrats were furious, trying to make it sound like Bush was falling down on the job. We needed to scramble the jets. We needed to go find these people. You'd never see that again today from Democrat. You wouldn't. It's not who they are anymore. They're in league with so many of our enemies, it's hard to keep it straight. And I've demonstrated that exhaustively, I think. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Israel can defend itself. Well, they did not have the equipment for the, you know, the bunker buster bombs. They can't actually do that. They are, yes, a target, a potential target of Iran. But if you've noticed something, last few days that we've covered this on the show, I haven't mentioned protecting Israel one time. And you're not going to hear that from me. I don't think that's a justification for going to war. I don't even think that's a justification for bombing Iran, any part of Iran. Israel can defend themselves. Our founders did not intend for us to defend Israel. But that's not what we're doing. We're not out there because Israel said, I get that ridiculous text. We're not out there because AIPAC has good lobbyists. We're not out there because Israel controls Trump. I'm getting these stupid texts. I don't know where this comes from. I mean, what part of all of the attacks on us, on our soil, on Trump, have I not, like, I've laid out for days and days and days and days. I have not used Israel as a justification for anything. Oh, we've got to defend Israel. No, we don't. And we shouldn't. We certainly are allies of theirs. We can help where we can. We don't need to go to war for them. I would never propose that. It's not what we're doing. Folks, let me just paint you a quick scenario as we sort of fade out today on the show. Iran tries to kill Trump for the third time. Right? We've already got their assassins in prison awaiting trial for a 2021 attempt and a 2024 attempt. They do it again. They're going to do it again. They are. They're going to try to kill him on it. Maybe not now that they've seen this reaction from Trump. Maybe not. Actually, maybe that's the one thing that gives them pause. You try to kill Trump again. What if they succeed? What if they get Vance instead? Should we retaliate or just be like, well, you know, we'll just get a new vice president. Yeah, we'll get a new president. Vance will step up. No big deal. That's what you folks on text line want. You want no retaliation. They already tried to kill him. Okay, now let's throw nukes in that. Let's throw nuclear weapons in that. Let's throw nuclear fissile material in that. They try to kill Trump again. And what? They're nuclear armed. What are you going to do? Write him a strongly worded letter? No, we need to bomb them. At that point, it's on. Ayatollah dies. At that point, we take out the top of the military. How are you going to do that if they have a bomb? I have been waiting for days to get the answer to that question from you, Peaceniks. There are not a lot of you, but there's a few on the text line. What is your plan? Strongly worded letter? Yeah, we'll just have to let him kill whatever Republican presidential candidate they want going forward. They're going to try to kill them all. They're getting away with it. Because you can't respond when they're nuclear armed. What is your plan? Somebody send me a response to that. Something other than, oh, you're a neocon. No, tell me your plan. How do you coexist with a nuclear armed Iran when Iran is trying to kill us, our sailors, our cargo ships, and our president? Strongly worded letter? I mean, what is your plan?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.